Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And this is Studio Classroom. Thanks for joining us, friends. Anne-Marie, how should we start today?
Let's start today with a question, as usual. Here's the question we have for you, friends. Do you listen to rumors? Why or why not?
Well, I guess if I hear a rumor, I'll listen to it. I don't know that I always believe it, or at least I hope not.
Yeah, I would have to say that unfortunately I enjoy listening to rumors, but like you, I don't always believe them.
Right. What do you think, friends? Of course, a rumor is something you hear people saying, something they all say is true or is happening, but might not actually be.
We're going to find out about a rumor in our story today. We have some interesting characters that you're going to meet in our lesson, and you'll see them later on in the year in other articles as well. So friends, let's get into our first reading of The Case of the Vanishing Violin.
The Case of the Vanishing Violin. Who would want to make a violin disappear?
The first time Ivy Chin laid eyes on Jonah Park, he was seated on the school steps playing the violin. Totally engrossed in the music, she sat down to listen, complimenting him afterward. By Monday, when he ran into Ivy again, his violin was gone.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看动词 engross。意思呢是使全神贯注，使专心。譬如 engross someone in something 的意思呢，就是使某人专心于某事。譬如 not wanting the baby to cry when his parents left the house, the babysitter tried to engross him in a storybook. 保姆不愿让婴儿在父母离开家时哭闹，就试着用故事书吸引他的注意力。Engrossed 的过去分词 engrossed 和现在分词 engrossing 都可以当形容词用，意思是令人专注的或引人入胜的。来看个例句 ：The children were so engrossed in the game that they didn't notice when their mother returned home from work. 孩子们全神贯注的玩游戏，完全没注意到妈妈下班回家了。或是I find psychology so engrossing that almost all the podcasts I listen to are about it. 我觉得心理学非常引人入胜，我听的所有播客几乎都与它相关。
Well, this is turning out to be a mystery-filled month. Friends, let's jump into our mystery story.
We start off with a question. Who would want to make a violin disappear? Oftentimes with mystery stories, there are unanswered questions. And as the story goes on, you slowly find the answers.
Right. It's a question like, who did it? Let's jump into it. The first time Ivy Chen laid eyes on Jonah Park, he was seated on the school steps, playing the violin.
All right, let's take a look at some of the things in this sentence, friends. First, we see laid eyes on. We use this phrase to say that someone saw something for the very first time.
Right. For example, Tom loved the puppy the moment he laid eyes on it.
So in our story, we have Ivy, and she is laying eyes on Jonah Park. So she sees him for the first time, and he was seated on the school steps.
Now, seated on is just a fancy way of saying he was sitting on something.
For example, she was seated on the bench in the park. She was sitting on the bench.
Right. Okay. So seated on is a good thing to know. Jonah was seated on the school steps, and he was totally engrossed in the music.
Engrossed is such a great word. Thank you for explaining that to us earlier, Jack. Now, we read on, she sat down to listen, complimenting him afterward.
Okay, let's talk about that. Complimenting. If you compliment someone, you say something nice about them.
That's right. For example, Sarah was complimenting Mia on her new hairstyle.
Exactly. Okay, well, this happened afterward. If something happens afterward, it happens later or after something else.
Okay, let's use afterward in a sentence, friends. We went to a movie and afterward we had ice cream. We often use this word afterward when we're talking about a lot of things that happened and we want to specify what order they happened in. So first we went to a movie and afterward we had ice cream.
Okay, so Ivy listened and afterward she complimented Jonah. By Monday, when he ran into Ivy again, his violin was gone.
His violin was gone. He didn't have the violin with him. And since they used the word gone here, it makes me think that the violin is missing.
Maybe even stolen. We're not sure yet, though. Let's go to our next reading.
The Case of the Vanishing Violin.
I left it in the practice room,
he said, eyes wide with disbelief.
Lock the door and everything.
That same day, rumors started flying. Some said Jonah had faked the theft to get attention. Others whispered that it was an act of revenge carried out by a former friend consumed with jealousy. Ivy didn't put much stock in rumors, and Jonah didn't fit the profile of a liar. After visiting the scene of the crime herself, she noticed that the door was secured with a digital keypad. Just then, Dean, her best friend and occasional hacker, came down the hallway and peered over her shoulder.
Hacker 意思呢是骇客，譬如。 The high school student was such a talented hacker that companies hired her to test for weaknesses in their networks. 这位高中生是个技艺高超的骇客，多家公司聘请他测试他们网络系统的漏洞。如果去掉hacker字尾的er，就变成动词hack，意思是劈或者是砍。它也指未经允许侵入他人的电脑系统。来看例句。 Following the sound of rushing water, they hacked a path through the dense jungle in search of the waterfall. 他们沿着湍急的水声，在茂密的丛林里劈开一条路，寻找瀑布的踪迹。来学一个常见片语 hack something， 意思是应付或是升任某事。譬如 At first, I planned to become a doctor。 But I soon discovered that I couldn't hack the heavy academic workload. 起初我打算当医生，但不久就发现自己无法应付繁重的课业。A
violin is a beautiful instrument to listen to, but it's also a pretty expensive one. You wouldn't want your violin to be gone.
Definitely not, and that's exactly what happened to Jonah. Ivy had met him for the first time and listened to him play beautiful music, and the next time she saw him, the violin was gone.
Yes. Now, Jonah says, I left it in the practice room. He says this, eyes wide with disbelief.
Disbelief means that you have a feeling that something is just not true or not real.
You don't have belief in it. For example, Kevin shook his head in disbelief when he saw the terrible news.
Now, Jonah couldn't believe a few things here. First of all, he couldn't believe that his violin was gone, and that's because he left it in the practice room. He locked the door and everything. So he just doesn't see how the violin could be missing.
Right, he locked it. How could someone go in there? Well, that same day, rumors started flying.
Ooh, rumors started flying. People started talking and saying things that may or may not be true. Some said Jonah had faked the theft to get attention. Others whispered that it was an act of revenge carried out by a former friend consumed with jealousy.
Something is carried out by. That's a great phrase for us to talk about. If something is carried out by someone or something, it's done or completed by someone.
Here's an example. The project was carried out by the science club. Now, what was carried out by in this story? Well, the theft. They think that someone who was jealous might have carried out stealing the violin.
Exactly. But is that true or not? Well, Ivy didn't put much stock in the rumors.
Okay, put much stock in something is such an interesting phrase for us to talk about. To put stock in something means to believe it or trust it. So if you don't put stock in something, it means you just don't trust it.
Right. You don't put much stock in it, you don't really believe it. For example, Tom doesn't put much stock in rumors. He tries to figure out what's true.
All right, so not only does Ivy not put much stock in rumors, Jonah didn't fit the profile of a liar.
Ooh, this sounds definitely like a mystery story. If someone fits the profile of something, they have all the characteristics that describe a certain type of person.
Let's try to use that in a sentence. The new student didn't match the usual profile of a troublemaker.
Yeah, I often hear that phrase in crime stories.
Okay, we read on here, after visiting the scene of the crime herself, she noticed that the door was secured with a digital keypad. Just then, Dean, her best friend and occasional hacker, came down the hallway and peered over her shoulder.
Ooh, I think we're getting some clues here. Now, a digital keypad is probably a place where you can type in a code or a password to get in somewhere.
That's right. And now we've been introduced to another character in the story. Dean is Ivy's best friend, and he is an occasional hacker. This is a word that you just learned about. Thank you, Jack. So a hacker is someone who usually works with computers and can sometimes guess passwords or break through some things.
Right. A keypad is kind of like a type of computer. So there might be something going on here.
That's right. And I think we're going to find out what that is in our next section, which we will get to right after today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? You might run into it. One time I was walking and texting at the same time, and I literally ran into a wall. Full speed, face first. It was not my proudest moment. That's the literal meaning of run into, to crash into something. But most of the time in English, we use run into in a more figurative way. For example, I ran into my old teacher at the store. That means I saw her unexpectedly, not that we physically collided in the fruit aisle. Run into is often used when something surprises you. A person, a problem, a delay. Here are some other examples. We ran into traffic on the way to the concert. She ran into some problems with her project. You might run into difficulties if you don't plan ahead. So whether it's a wall, an old friend, or a surprise obstacle, if you run into something, you didn't plan for it. and hopefully you don't leave a face print. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
The Case of the Vanishing Violin.
Over 10,000 combinations,
he said.
You'll never guess it.
I wasn't going to guess. I was going to investigate,
she said with a half smile. Dean gestured toward the keypad.
The code's for staff only. No one gets in unless a teacher punches it in for them, unless someone was peeking.
Next stop was the office of the music teacher, Mr. Rolston.
I gave the code to some students for a weekend club meeting,
he began, a little flustered.
But I, guess I forgot to reset it afterward,
he said, adjusting his glasses.
Whoever wanted to could have, well, theoretically, gotten in.
Peek 意思呢是偷看或是窥视，譬如 The shy child peeked out at the stranger from behind his father's leg. 这个害羞的孩子躲在父亲腿后偷看陌生人。偏于 peek in on someone or something 的意思呢是去看一眼，探望一下。譬如 Start working on this task. I'll come peek in on you in about an hour to see how things are going. 开始进行这个任务吧，我大约一小时后会过来看看你的进展如何。Peek 也可以当作名词，常见的惯用语 sneak peek 是指先睹为快或提前预览。譬如 The TV show offered their fans a sneak peek of their upcoming season. 这个电视节目让粉丝先睹为快下一季的精彩内容。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
Okay, well, Jonah didn't think anyone could have stolen his violin in the locked room, but maybe someone could get in through that keypad.
That's for sure, but Dean has something to say here. He says, over 10,000 combinations, he said, you'll never guess it.
Okay.Now, he's talking about that keypad and the password you'll need to use on it, of course. There are 10,000 combinations or more.
Now, a combination, friends, is a thing that's joined together with another thing or many other things. So, for example, an artist might use an interesting color combination to make a painting.
Now, combination here is a combination of different numbers or letters to make a password.
Now, Ivy says something interesting that I like here. She says, I wasn't going to guess, I was going to investigate. Investigate is a great word for you to know, especially when we're talking about a mystery story, friends. This means to carefully find out about something.
Exactly. For example, the police will investigate the crime. They'll go and try to find some clues and figure out what's really going on.
That's right. Now, Ivy says this line with a half smile, which makes me think she might know something or at least know how to solve this problem.
It does sound like that. Okay, Dean gestured toward the keypad, maybe pointed at it.The code's for staff only.
No one gets in unless a teacher punches it in for them, unless someone was peeking.
Ooh, okay. Well, we heard the word punches there. So, Amory, is someone punching the keypad?
Not with their fists, but with their fingers. They're putting numbers in. We use that word punch to say that someone is typing a number or a code into a machine.
Okay.Let's use that in a sentence. Ben punched in the code to open the door.
So the point here is that only a teacher can punch in the code on the keypad, unless there was a student that somehow stole the code and was using it on the keypad.
Right, it's not like a student can't type it in, they just might not know the code.
Okay, so now they need to figure out who has the code or who punched the code in. Next stop was the office of the music teacher, Mr. Rolston.
Okay, and we hear here from him. I gave the code to some students for a weekend club meeting. So it's not just teachers that had it.
There are some students who had a club meeting over the weekend that got the code. But we see here that this teacher was a little flustered. Now, if someone is flustered, it means that they are nervous and maybe a little confused.
Sure. For example, Emily felt flustered when she forgot her lines. If someone is flustered, they might have a hard time saying what they're thinking. They might not look at you with their eyes, and their cheeks might get a little red.
Yeah, that's true, and sometimes they start repeating themselves or they can't speak clearly. That's what's going on in this next sentence. He says, but I guess I forgot to reset it afterward.
Okay, the idea is the teachers could change the code, especially after letting some students use it. He said this adjusting his glasses.
It might be because he's nervous that he's adjusting his glasses. Whoever wanted to could have, well, theoretically gotten in.
Okay, we have another great word there, and it's the word theoretically. This means in theory, according to ideas, but it's not always what actually happened.
Here's an example. Theoretically, our plan should work, but it might be hard. Another way we might say this is on paper. So on paper, or according to our ideas, a plan could work, but when you're actually doing it, it might not be successful.
Yeah, you can think of the possibility of things being this way, but you haven't actually tried it or seen that it actually happens that way.
Exactly. Well, friends, this mystery is certainly very mysterious, and we'll talk about it more later. But right now, it's time for today's usage tip.
Today's usage tip, 要来看 no one 加动词加 unless 加主词加动词这个句型。 No one.Unless 的意思呢是除非怎么样，否则没有人如何，用来强调一种条件限定，只有在某个条件成立时才会发生某个行为或是状况。 Unless 引导条件副词子句，它的语义与 if not 类似，但是 unless 语气是比较直接的，这个结构常用于强调 unless 这个条件的重要性。我们来看个例句。 No one will enter the building unless they have a valid ID. 除非持有有效证件，否则不得进入该大楼。
Friends, at the beginning of our lesson, we talked about the fact that most mystery stories are trying to answer a few questions. The questions we're trying to answer in this story are, who took Jonah's violin?And why did they take it?
Exactly. Now, we've met a few of the characters so far. We've met Jonah, we met Ivy, we met Dean, and one of the teachers.
That's right. And so far what we know is that many rumors have been circulating. People think that maybe Jonah faked the theft just to get attention.
Or maybe it was another jealous student.Either way, we are not sure yet. These are just rumors.
That's right. And in tomorrow's lesson, we will find out the answer to this mystery. So make sure that you come back and join us for that. That's all the time we have for now. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. Make sure to join us again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.